Government is everywhere. Personally, nationally, globally, and heavenly. Welcome to Are You Real Government, the premier media outlet where we discuss what's going on around the world and how to release God's governance, the kingdom, into it. Each week, we'll be equipping you with kingdom understanding and giving you the inside track to government leaders around the globe. Now get ready to get real about government with Are You Real Government.
What in the world is going on, and more importantly, what in your world is going on? This is Dub Alexander, spiritual advisor to the influential and your host of Are You Real Government. Don't forget that you can catch John Fuller and the original Are You Real Purpose every Wednesday on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. So today I'm coming to you from Miami, Florida, and I actually flew in a day early to catch up with a couple of guys and do some interviews who ended up being held hostage in a hotel in Haiti during the riots, and so understandably so, they were unable to make it. So I called my buddy David Windhorn, who has been on this program before, actually, and he was able to come through clutch with the interview for you guys this week. He actually, last week, was at the African Trade and Investment Global Summit in Washington, D.C., representing the Congo. Thanks so much for making time in your super busy schedule to get on the show and provide our listeners with some great content, David.
Well, I am happy to be on the show. You know, even though I'm plan B, I don't take any offense whatsoever.
No, you're actually plan C.
Oh, it's true. You did have two guys lined up. No, I'm very, very excited and happy. I love your show. And I know you have the smartest listeners out there. So
that's true, actually. Yeah. It's been proven scientifically.
I know. I read the study.
Aren't you glad you weren't in Haiti this week?
Yeah, sure am. You know what I found fascinating is I couldn't get anything on the news about Haiti, what was going on. And, you know, our friends down there trapped and showing pictures and all this stuff. And I can't hear anything, you know. It's just, it's fascinating. But I'm glad he got back. And by the grace of God, he got back. It's a crazy story.
So, man, let's just jump right into it. And I've actually had several people since you were on the show a couple of episodes ago, you know, people are asking, hey man, what's going on with the Congo and, okay, and Dr. Makumba and all that. So can you give us kind of a broad update on that before we get into the summit that you were just at?
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Makumba is doing fantastic. And he was actually supposed to be at this African summit in DC and wasn't able to make it because of the schedule, but he's doing wonderful. God's favor is all over him. He just finds himself in unusual places with people that, just one thing leads to another, and he finds favor with these people. And it's just interesting to see how God works. And you have this big long plan and you're working as hard as you can and some doors shut and God says, you know, just look around the corner. Here's a better door for you. And so he's experienced that for 8 years now. And right now he's still experiencing that. Right now the elections are supposed to be happening in December. Hopefully that is the case. And here's the tricky thing is in the DR Congo, to register to be president or to run to be president is $108,000, which
that's
is
all.
My, that's it. That's it. So obviously I sent that money straight to him. So that's one of the poorest countries in the world has the most expensive fee to do that.
Wow.
So you can see where things are at right now. So there's probably a couple of different reasons why that is, but he's doing wonderful. We're just ready to get on with the election and see what God does.
I know you spoke a little bit about some of the favor that he experiences. And recently there was actually a story where some of that favor came through you and some crazy connections that you had. I don't know if you can share on the show, but if so, tell us the story about the Baroness, man.
Oh yeah, that was really unique. And, any story I tell, I'll probably be pretty vague, but I'll be happy to share. And this is how God works with me is if I'm praying, God will give me a picture. And if it's very important, he'll keep giving me the picture until I act on it. So this happened to me where it was a couple months back where I'm praying about Dr. Makumba and I see a picture of a friend of mine who I haven't talked to in about 6 months. And so I'm like, okay, why does she keep coming up? And it happened three times. So the last time I was like, all right, well, maybe I should just check in with her and see what's going on. And so I called her. She said, I texted her. She texted me back and said, I just got out of the meeting with a Baroness in London, and let's talk. So I start telling her what was going on. She's popping up in my head when I'm praying for Dr. Mukumbai. She starts exploring with the Holy Spirit, you know, what is it? So we decide that it might be who she just met with. And so one thing leads to another, and Dr. Mukumbai ends up spending time with the Baroness, and that opens up a whole new world. And the Baroness has a foundation that's goal is to eradicate poverty, especially in Africa. So there's no way I could have put this connection together on my own strength. It was just a picture that God gave me that I was following, and just to see what God did was just fascinating and amazing. So strong relationships from that simple picture. It's awesome.
Something that's super interesting to me is that it seems that even sometimes the higher levels that you begin to play at with the more influential people, it's oftentimes still those very simple pictures, phrases, prophetic words that bring the biggest breakthrough.
Right.
I love that. So everybody can just contact you for all of their Baroness needs, correct?
Yeah. I'm available day and night. Yeah.
Just Baroness is running out the ears here. Kind of your thing.
It's my specialty.
Very cool, man. But this, you know, this candidacy run that he's on it's a big deal. I mean, you even got a word from Daniel McCollum the other day.
Yeah.
In that, and he's a big deal, man. And so it's just very evident that the heart of the Lord is on this, and it's good stuff, man. Good stuff. So tell us a little bit about the summit that you were at with our colleague, Dr. Ruben Egolf.
Yeah, I had a great time, and God gave me a couple nuggets while I was there, some golden nuggets, and it was just really cool. Even before the trip, the Lord said, "I'm gonna teach you how to discern." And so I said, "All right, that's probably a good thing to have." And so, even the reason why I was going to this African summit was for Dr. Mukumbai, and like I said, he wasn't able to make it, so I was there representing him. Which was a great honor, and I was actually able to speak for the conference. There's about 2,000 people there, so I was actually able to speak. What is really funny is he was supposed to be on a panel, so I took a spot on the panel, and there were supposed to be three other panelists, and nobody showed up because of their visa. So I got the full time
to
speak, and luckily one of my friends had put some things together for me to some talking points. So I had some great content for everybody. But that to say about the discernment is, or so I want to teach you discernment. And so a lot of times at these conferences, everyone's about connecting and getting to know one another and see what they can get out of relationships. And that's all fine and great. But there's a lot of things you just don't know. You don't know many of these people. And so I really dove into that word of discernment, and my mind, I don't know why I thought this, just maybe my upbringing, I thought, all right, God's going to show me who's bad and who's good. And that's just a silly way to think about it, because, you know, if Daniel thought that way, he wouldn't be working with Nebuchadnezzar.
Dang.
So a couple things kind of God showed me is, this is very, it's kind of strange, but this is what worked for me. As I would meet people, and it would be like their face was brighter than normal. It was like their countenance was bright.
Wow.
So these people that had that, I would engage with more. No matter what they were, what their title was, who they were from, you know, where they're from, who they are, just their countenance. And when I started doing that, the connections were really, really great. And I met somebody who was running for president of his country in Africa. He didn't have that. And he gave me a cell phone number, said, reach out. And I just didn't feel it, you know? And so I felt like the Lord was saying, you know, it doesn't matter their name or their title. Just do what I tell you to do. And so last couple hours of the conference, I'm walking through the hallways, and these two young guys just come approach me. And you know, you look at them and you think these are nobodies, you know, who they belong to, who are these young guys? You just don't put a lot of stock into it. But I talked to them and their faces were like just bright, and we just connected. And the contacts from those two guys have been incredible. We've got an invite to meet a president from those contacts.
Come on.
You know, what other people would discard, God did, you know. So it was just like that verse came alive where man looks on the outside and God looks on the heart. And so I meditated on that and saw that, you know, we look in the natural and God looks in the spiritual.
Yeah.
So partner with the Holy Spirit and see what's happening in the spiritual realm. And so with that tool, you know, I really connected with these guys and just the door was just wide open to so many different things that otherwise I would have missed.
Come on, man.
Yeah. So good. And here's another thing, another interesting thing that actually Dan Og taught me years ago is when you see somebody that you haven't met before and they look familiar and they look like a person you've met before or know, they usually carry that same anointing or the same spirit or very much like them. And that happened as well. I met another guy who reminded me of a friend and they are their exact same personality. And my friend's a go-getter and this guy's a go-getter and I knew that I could trust him. So a couple different little tools there that really helped me navigate through the conference.
Come on, man. That's so awesome. Just a practical use of a supernatural tool.
Yeah.
So all you guys that are listening to this that have a heart to engage government for the kingdom, or perhaps, you know, just have the ability to engage influencers in any mountain that you're called to, just put that in your back pocket and ask Holy Spirit to impart that same gifting to you. And I know that I'm about to give that a shot myself, man, as I head down to South America. I'm totally going to use your stuff, bro.
Do it. I'll send you the invoice in the mail.
Nice. The Lord will pay for it. So,
yep,
so you show up for this panel that you're sitting in for Dr. Makumbai, and nobody shows up. So you are now a panel of one.
Yes. Yep.
They continue and they give you the whole speaking slot, which sounds a lot like the Lord orchestrated that to me.
Yeah.
And so are you able to share any of your talking points from that?
Yeah. So I started out with my, my backstory, and my backstory is really, I was in a church service and heard somebody come in and talk about clean water wells in Africa. And in that story was really stirred my heart to do what I do now. And really he talked about a woman who had to walk to get water every day. And when she walked there and back, she got raped every single day.
Wow.
She had to go get water. So I started telling this story and just like I'm telling you now, and I began to weep. And so it really hit me, and obviously I tried to hold it back and hold it together. But when I did that, I felt the anointing. And then I looked out in the crowd and I saw other people tear up. And I remember the phrase that people won't remember what you say, but they'll remember how they felt when you said it. And so I knew that, all right, that must be the Lord then, and I'm going to roll with it. So, you know, I dove into that a little bit and just try to get to the heart of the matter, because I know a lot of people have coming up with solutions to issues all over the world, but what's the heart behind everything? And so I really went down that path, and then I just started talking about Africa in general and how Africa has been called the dark continent, but it's the light continent, and God is raising up so many men and women to lead Africa. And I started seeing people connect with that. Even though it was a general statement, I saw the cry of people's hearts, like, yes, we need leadership. And you know, they have so many minerals available in Africa. The DRC alone, Democratic Republic of the Congo, has $24 trillion worth of minerals. That can be seen.
Wow.
Africa needs leadership to untap that and bring it out and benefit the people. And so as I just started talking about those things, even in a general sense, I saw people really, really connect and heard the cry of Africans say, we need leadership. We want to be heard. We want to be understood. We don't want to be overlooked. And I believe that's coming. And that's basically the message that I said in so many words.
Wow.
You know, man, just a
moving story you started with, man. And yeah. You imagine the crowd. I mean, you can't help but have empathy for a situation like that. Like, it's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. And so many countries in Africa face that. You know, that brings it really home to them, because that's either them or that's their relatives, or that's their friends who've all experienced that.
So what was the kind of the feedback that you got from individuals after your panel, the panel of one?
Right. Yeah, I just really heard just again, like their cry, their yes to the need for leadership. And then there were some who were almost, well, it's going to be more than leadership. And I agreed with them, but there were so many people who didn't have hope as well, where the message of hope that I was bringing connected, but also there was so much in the negative, they needed more and more and more of it. So you had a little bit of hope and you had people with zero hope, and which broke my heart. But I could see that people, the African people, know where they need to go, and they have a heart to do it, and they want to get there. And just people like me and you and whoever else has a heart to help people do that.
Well, I feel like that message of hope that you gave them is displayed so many times in Scripture, that whenever there are a people in bondage or in trouble, that God always has a deliverer on the scene or a deliverer that he is raising up. And so, of course, it's going to take strategies and infrastructure and solutions and all those things, but it's going to start with a leader. Right. You can have all the strategies and solutions that you want, but until you have somebody who's willing to sacrifice who they are for the good of a people and lead out in that way, I mean, nothing else is going to work. So,
I totally agree. And that's actually the exciting thing, is I've been able to meet some of those leaders who have a heart.
Yeah.
And where that's, I could see the future in those people.
Right.
You know, it's the gift of God to the earth through these people. And I'm excited to see what God does and what he's doing.
Absolutely. So one thing that I know about you is that you are aware of and you implement the opportunity that comes from following your favor. And it seems like from the outside looking in that you specifically have favor in the continent of Africa. And so could you speak to kind of how that developed, when you became aware of that, and how others could possibly begin to implement just that awareness and the opportunity that comes with understanding where your favor is?
Yeah, I think a lot of that comes from what are you attracted to? I think number one, you know, if you said, hey, I really want you to go to Japan and meet the prime minister, president, whoever they have, and I would be like, no, I'm good. Why don't you go? You know, because that's awesome, but that's not where my heart is. And so as a young man, I noticed my heart gravitating toward Africa, but also gravitating toward government. And as a young man too, I thought, you know, if my heart's in Africa, that means I need to be a missionary. Which is somewhat true, but also, I just started studying government. I started listening about it. I started reading news stories. So it's really following your heart and your passion. Cause if you try to make things fit, that's not fitting in your heart, it's going to be frustrating. You're not going to get where you need to go. And I noticed at this conference, especially where, just like you said, following your favor, where I had favor and I continued to go where that path led me, all these doors started opening, all these doors just swinging open. And it was just like, I wasn't pounding on any doors. They were all open and pulling me through. So it was just fascinating to see that and just so happy that I'm able to be used by God in that way. So I guess really all that to say, follow what is your passion? What are you attracted to? and what doors are open to you now, and just walk through those doors.
Are you a responsible person who find yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-741-8205. Again, that number, 1-800-741-8205. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Give us a call today.
So getting back to the summit, but from a different angle, what was something that you heard, or a topic that you heard someone speak on that you were unaware of, that you walked away with your eyes being open to something new, or what was your biggest takeaway?
At this conference, like a lot of these, there's a lot of people saying a lot of different things from the stage. And if you want to get to the heart of it, you talk to people after. And so, so I was able to talk to a lot of different people from a lot of different countries. And what I keep hearing from each one is, especially those in leadership in the country, is we need somebody to believe in us. We need somebody to invest in us. And we really need fathers and mothers. They didn't say those words exactly, but you could tell that's what they were needing. It was almost like, you know, we've been overlooked. And we just really need somebody to look at what we have. And also, every single person wanted legitimate business opportunities. Nobody wanted aid. Nobody was talking about we need more nonprofits or NGOs. Every single leader, governmental leader, was saying we need investors. We need business. We need to get out from under aid, which was actually very, very exciting. And so, and I know there is sometimes a prejudice when people think of Africa, and you know, and there's some legitimacy to that because of some instability, you know, that's been happening. But I think there's businesses and there's leaders in the U.S. who would be interested and bring great benefit to these countries in Africa.
How many countries were represented there?
From Africa, I think there was only like three or four that wasn't represented.
Wow.
Which is fascinating. And then I think there was several in the Middle East, including Iraq, I know, I think Israel. So a lot of different Middle Eastern countries. So it was very incredible, very fascinating. And it's great to see everyone mixed together, because you get all these different cultural things going on, which is kind of funny to me, because you get all these I'll be in the middle of somebody who could barely speak English, who speaks Lebanese, and some African who barely speaks English, and I'm trying to translate for both of them. And I understand about 50% of what's being said. So that's when you really got to tap into the spirit to know what somebody's talking about.
So you either made treaties or started wars this...
Who knows? We'll see.
Just watch the news.
Yeah, you just got to wait and see if they're smiling when you're done talking. If they're smiling, you know you did something good.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing.
Yeah. Learning curve.
That's so awesome, bro. I'm glad that you were there to represent the kingdom and represent Father's heart.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you. I had one thing I realized is, you know, that's part of my purpose. And when you do part of – when you're running in your lane, you're doing your purpose, you feel alive. And I just felt alive this whole time, and privileged to do it.
Come on, man. So good. And for the record, I hit you up to do a whole show as plan A.
True.
You got done with the conference.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I was just joking.
You're Really?
I know I'm up to you now.
You're really plan A, David.
Thanks, man. So are you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, David, thanks so much for being on the show again and filling everybody in, and just keep advancing the kingdom, man. It's good stuff.
Anytime. Thank you, sir.
All right, brother. We'll touch base with you soon.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Are You Real Government? For in-depth resources, show notes, information on today's discussion, or to connect with your host personally, please visit areyoureal.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the other podcasts in the Are You Real family. Until next time, thanks for keeping it real with Are You Real Government?